Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter.
Right, what's up?
Benny. It's 8:13.
Doesn't say anything.
I know, he's smart.
Well, because usually when I do say
Just kidding. You can say hello to everyone.
Bro. Hey, what's going on, everybody?
There you go. Nice job. You're getting better.
Say hello to the world.
Yes. I'm never going to get better if I just keep getting degraded by you.
I never degrade you, Ben.
Hunter gives me pointers.
It's called constructive criticism, okay? That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is.
That's what I've been told.
When I tell you you're an idiot, I mean it in a loving, coaching way.
He's like the dad that like yells at you, and I'm like the person that like makes you feel better.
You're like, yeah,
like your older brother.
You're the mom.
Don't worry, man. Like, he's just in a bad mood today. Just give him a little bit of time. You know,
Brock really does love you. He's just upset right now.
He had a bad day at work.
He's not mad. Right. He's disappointed.
That's worse.
That is worse.
He's a little drunk.
That's right. Hey, you little turd. Get out of here.
Don't worry. He won't hit you with the belt again.
Again.
I don't like this conversation.
Oh, man. Let's do your WTF.
Brock, what the fuck? What's the problem, Brock? Come on. Brock, what the fuck? This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I'm torn between a Canadian story or a Girl Scout story.
Dude, Girl Scouts got to be the way to go.
This is a good one, too. This sounds like something I would do. A group of Girl Scouts were selling cookies around 3:30 in the afternoon last Saturday at a mall in Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Yeah, had some Girl Scout cookies last night.
Did you? Yeah. I haven't had Girl Scout cookies in a while.
The orange ones with the chocolate on it, the Hawaiian something.
Those are terrible.
Those are the worst. God, even the Girl Scout cookies you like are terrible. I just took off his headphones. I'm leaving. I don't know which one you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're like the wheels.
Pinwheels?
Hawaiian something. They're called Hawaiian something.
And they have orange? Why wouldn't it have pineapple if it's not Hawaiian?
Orange. They're like toasted, so they're orange. They got chocolate drizzle. They're like drizzle with chocolate on it.
Do they have coconut on there?
Yes.
Coconut? I don't know which one those are, though.
They're circles. They're delicious.
I'm more of the thin mint.
Thin mints, that's what I had last night.
Those are good.
The peanut butter ones are good.
Peanut butter ones are good, too.
They have ones called Thanks a Lot.
Thanks a Lot?
They're good.
Nice. I haven't had those yet. I need to get some. Thanks for getting me Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Ass.
Yeah, it's harvest season.
Well, there was a 45-year-old guy named Jerry Swanson, and he stumbled by and wanted a box, but he didn't want to pay for them. Mm-hmm. Jerry says, no, I'm not paying for these Girl Scout cookies. Now, he either didn't have cash or he was just a big fan of the barter system, because instead of giving them money, he asked if they would trade him a box of cookies for some vodka.
Where's this again? Russia?
No, this was in Oklahoma.
Russian Girl Scout.
He didn't actually have a bottle with him, but when the cops got there, he was so drunk he could barely walk.
Jeez, man.
There's no word on what they charge him with, but drunk in public is probably a pretty good bet. This is his mugshot. That's Jerry.
Jerry Samsonite.
Jerry.
Oh, Swanson.
Swanson.
Oh, it was way off.
These poor girls probably just got
He looks like a nice dude.
No, he doesn't. He looks like a horrible man. I can just tell by this guy's mugshot that he is just a piece of garbage.
I stand with Jerry.
You stand with Jerry?
Not my Girl Scout cookies.
I wish I could have seen that. Just some guy is stumbling. And what's he doing drunk at a mall at 3:30 in the afternoon in Oklahoma? There's not a whole hell of a lot to do there, apparently.
Maybe that's why.
Well, I guess when I am drunk, I do really want Girl Scout cookies, so it's a fair assessment of the situation.
I mean, you should try it, man.
Next time.
I can tell you from your own experience next time.
Let's go. All right, so I worked it out. They won't take vodka, but they are a fan of whiskey.
Mm.
So they will trade whiskey for Girl Scout cookies.
It's terrible.
That's terrible.